Starting a fitness journey can be a tough one, but if you have help along the way, it makes it a little bit easier. Hiring a personal trainer can greatly help you achieve your goals, but it should not be taken lightly. You know, there's so many different things to consider to find the best match for you. Jerry Blaze, our personal trainer, health contributor, business owner, and former competitive bodybuilder, joins us. Jerry, how are you?
I am doing probably the best I've ever done. I'm doing great.
Okay, that's good. You know, first things first, you know, watching you in action, you know, I see that you are very self-motivated. That's obviously a very important part of your lifestyle. How important is that for you or for other personal trainers to kind of walk the walk when people are trying to decide if they should choose you?
It's all about leadership by example. You have to practice what you preach. You have to literally live the very thing that you're teaching. If more personal trainers did that and literally lived the life they're trying to preach, their clients would be so much better.
This is a question you probably hear all the time. You know, should I hire a male trainer or a female trainer? Or maybe you just hear people talking at the gym, you know, which I'm not really sure what direction to go. But there's got to be a lot more to that decision. Does gender play a role in choosing a personal trainer?
Whether you're a male, a female, an alien from another planet, or a farm animal, it's irrelevant. It's not about male or female. It's about the trainer's ability to connect with the client, understand the client in and out, and it's got to be a good fit. They both have to mesh together. Some clients want to be trained a certain way. Some people don't want to be trained a certain way. So every male or female, it doesn't matter. It just matters if the client is getting what the client needs.
So, I mean, obviously,
that's really the main thing.
There has to be a connection between the two. You know, there's a lot of talking. They can be yelling. They can be like, do five more sets, do five more reps. I mean, being a good communicator is a very important part of being a trainer, correct?
It's literally 90%. It's the majority of it is communication. I can tell within 30 seconds of meeting someone, their character, what they need, what they want. You have to understand the person. You can't help and fix the person if you don't understand them.
You know,
the client themselves, they also need to be able to feel comfortable with the trainer. There's got to be a good bond between the two.
Yeah, because you obviously want somebody who is a life learner, who can really teach you a lot of things. How important is it for you or for anybody to kind of talk about your failures and your successes with your clients? I mean, because there can be a big comfort zone thing here going on. Like, some people might feel very uncomfortable or self-conscious walking into the gym or going to the gym or working out in front of a male trainer or a female trainer.
That's absolutely correct. The client has to also understand where the trainer is coming from. Some clients want a one-dimensional trainer. You're going to come in, they're going to be put through the ground, and they're going to go home, right? But some people, they want to know a little bit about the trainer. They want to know what makes them tick as well. So in order for there to be 100% success and achievement, both parties have, it's almost like a marriage. You have to be connected to get the end result being successful.
Okay, we have about a minute left here, so I just want to ask you, you know, I see a personal trainer almost like a hairdresser. You kind of sit down, you talk about life, you talk about this, you talk about that. What are two factors people should consider when deciding who to go with?
Well, I think that the first thing they need to know is they need to first meet with the trainer and speak with them to get a good understanding of their background, you know, people that they've also, you know, referrals are always very helpful. I always like send them to my website for testimonials and stuff. But they want to know if they feel super comfortable. So they want to have a very knowledgeable and serious personal trainer as one aspect. And another thing, too, they want to know how successful other clients have had with that particular trainer.
Jerry, thank you so very much. And I will put all of your information on thepulseofnewhampshire.com. And next week, maybe we could talk a little bit about sticking to diets.
Oh, I love that topic.
Well, you have yourself a great day. Thanks so much for joining us.